Cheka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 20, Johannesburg 19, Mombela and Polokwane 24 degrees.
Germiston N12 West, a crash before Craft Road, four ways. Very heavy queuing traffic because of the truck crash on the N1 North after the Winnie Mandela Drive exit. And Alexandra London Road, protest action near 10th Avenue.
We start with news just in. South Africa's unemployment rate has decreased from 32.1% in the third quarter of 2024 to 31.9% in the last quarter. Stats SA announced the latest quarterly labour force survey, which indicates that there was an increase of 132,000 jobs. The number of unemployed people, however, remains at 8 million. Now for our big news story at lunchtime, the South African National Civics Organization in Gauteng is demanding that the license of Pretoria's Zansu Bar and Lounge be revoked. This follows the surfacing of videos showing a group of men being tortured and assaulted at the establishment. Three victims of the alleged assaults have opened a case at the Brooklyn Police Station. Here's Sanku's Abram Mashini.
What you are saying is, Sanko, the license must be revoked with immediate effect and this activity must be closed. The guy that exposed, he must get protection. Let's make sure that we get the perpetrators.
Now, at the same time, calls are also further mounting for the closure of the popular Hatfield nightclub, as Lebohang Ndashe reports.
The incident, which has caused outrage online, has been described as inhumane, barbaric, unacceptable and degrading. Viral videos show a group of men being tortured and sexually abused at the club for allegedly stealing cell phones. The city of Tshwane has meanwhile strongly condemned the violent assault and abuse of patrons. The EFF in Gauteng is also calling for the arrest of the owner. In a statement, Zansu said an immediate investigation has been conducted, resulting in the dismissal of security employee responsible for the abused and that all legal avenues are being explored. Lebohang Ndashe, Jacaranda FM News.
The Institute of Race Relations says Finance Minister Ergun Nwana is challenged to present a budget that delivers what South Africans actually need. Researcher Anluk Kiev points out that South Africa's debt surged to over 5 trillion rand, roughly 74% of gross domestic product last year.
Stabilizing debt is only half the battle. Growing social spending is placing an unsustainable demand for resources on the budget, while economic growth remains weak. South African taxpayers cannot afford to sustain 28 million grant recipients.
Action SA, meanwhile, says it will oppose any tax increases in this year's budget. The minister is expected and set to give his budget speech tomorrow. Here's the party's Alan Beasley.
Citizens should not be paying for state corruption and state incompetence. The reality is that there's not a lack of money around. Rather, there's just too much plundering and wastage of state resources through incompetence, corruption and mismanagement that continues unabated under the GNU.
I'm Chanel September, mornings in Afrikaans at 2. Go to jacarandfm.com.
Shoo, tomorrow night is going to be a bumpy ride. Ay, ay, ay. The other story that, well, you know, if you're not a football fan, you wouldn't have heard about this, but this is a big one. Gayton McKenzie, the new sports minister, told, well, all of the interested parties that unfortunately the PSL in South Africa would not be able to introduce VAR, video assisted referee. Ons kan het nie bekostig nie. Simple as that. Okay, so fine. Then make sure that your referees are doing the right thing. Currently underway is the Nedbank Cup. Now, the Nedbank Cup is like our version of the FA Cup. All three tiers play against each other. They throw up some great surprises every now and then. But without the VAR, and this is a knockout competition, where the main winner walks away with 7 million rand. This is not a small competition, and there's money for all of the other winners. However, in the game that was played most recently by AmaZulu against the Marumo Gallants, the ball crossed the line. It was a clear goal for AmaZulu, and it should have been a replay or have to or gone to extra time, but the goal wasn't given. Now, we live in a country, we live in a world where people take their sport very seriously.